You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Andrew Gaudio, 25, asleep in an upstairs bedroom at his mom's Philly home, hears gunshots downstairs. Then he comes face to face with two armed robbers, Charles Fulforth and Kelvin Roberts. Trying to protect his bedridden mom, he struggles with the men over their guns, but dies after they shoot him multiple times. Bernadette Gaudio also shot and can't get out of bed. She bravely calls 911 using Siri on her iPhone. As cops arrive, the intruders escape in a white Azera.
Nancy, police now believe Fulforth and Roberts were targeting a different house with a similar address. The thieves allegedly worked with employees at Junk Luggers to target homes with valuable assets and were trying to steal guns that night, but did not get the correct address. Police still trying to hunt down the Junk Luggers employee that provided the information. Bernadette Gaudio now in stable condition, but mourning the loss of her son.
Charles Fulforth, 41, and Kelvin Roberts, 42, now behind bars for murder and robbery. A Florida man enters a Publix grocery on a motorized mobility scooter dressed like a baby, complete with blue bonnet and a nightdress under a black jacket. The baby man browses the aisles until he reaches the baby formula and piles nearly 30 cans of Enfamil into the cart. He then drives his scooter to a concealed area of the store and sticks all the cans under his baby dress and leaves without paying. That formula is worth nearly $500. The man also suspected in similar thefts in four different cities. Cape Coral police asking for help to ID the baby man thief. Call Crime Stoppers 1-800-780-TIPS. 800-780-TIPS. I predict pretty soon the baby man is going to be saying, wah, wah, behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An attack on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation in Colorado has left a community in mourning after a 7-year-old boy was killed in a shooting at his family's home. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, newly unsealed court documents are shedding light on the deadly incident.
The boy, identified as Jemias Lang, was lying in bed with his father, Jakias Lang, when the gunfire erupted just after midnight. According to an arrest affidavit, Jakias told investigators he and his son were asleep, Jemias on his right side, when the shots rang out. The home, located on reservation in Toyoak, Colorado, was riddled with 24 bullet holes, evidence of the violence unleashed that night. Authorities say the bullets came from an assault-style rifle, with casings found near a spot visible on surveillance video. Federal authorities have charged Jeremiah Height in connection with the deadly shooting. According to the affidavit, hours before the attack, Height allegedly told a witness he intended to, quote, shoot up Jakias Lang's house. The FBI, which handles major crimes on tribal lands, has not commented on a possible motive. After days on the run, Height was captured in a remote part of the Navajo Nation, thanks to a combined effort by the Navajo Police Department and federal agents. The arrest came just one day after the FBI announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to his capture. Height appeared briefly in federal court in Flagstaff, Arizona. He did not contest his identification as the suspect and will now be extradited to Colorado. He faces charges of second-degree murder, assault with a dangerous weapon, and using a firearm during a violent crime.
Dorothy Moxley, who spent decades pursuing justice for her daughter Martha's 1975 murder, has died at 92. Her son John said she passed away at her home in Summit, New Jersey from complications of the flu, possibly pneumonia. Martha Moxley was 15 when she was beaten to death with a golf club near her family's Greenwich, Connecticut home. The crime remained unsolved for decades until Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel was convicted in 2002. Skakel served 11 years in prison before his conviction was overturned in 2013, sparking a series of appeals and legal reversals. In 2018, the state declined to pursue a retrial due to insufficient evidence and the loss of key witnesses. Throughout the legal battles, Dorothy Moxley worked tirelessly to keep her daughter's case in the spotlight. Known for her compassion, she also supported other victims' families, sharing her experience experience at advocacy events and conferences. Her son described her as a crusader for justice who remained optimistic even through decades of legal twists and turns.
Thanks, John. Denise Leary, 59, moves back to New Haven, Connecticut to take care of her mom who suffered a stroke. The stress of full-time care takes a toll, so her brother and son also move in to help. One night, Denise has plans to go on a date and asks her son to turn the location off on her cell phone. Why? Thankfully, Mom returns home safely. A few days later, she doesn't answer knocks on her locked bedroom door to meet Mom's nurse as usual. Paramedics break down the door, Denise not inside. It appears she climbed out the second-story window, then ran. Denise's makeup and phone found in her neighborhood. No other trace. Denise Leary, African-American, 5'11", 160, brown hair, brown eyes, black blazer, blue jeans, black boots, black hat, tote bag. If you have info on Denise Leary, please call New Haven, Connecticut PD, 203-946-6304. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.